Chapter 1. The music beats thumped so loud and hard, his bones seemed to rattle within his body. The strobe lights made his world twist and turn, and threatened to make his dinner reappear if he stared too long in one direction. The scent of body odor, alcohol, and sex permeated the air. Unfortunately, he'd take all of them home with him in his clothing. Servers waited on their tables, their black leather corsets barely able to hang onto their breasts as they smiled, flirted, and hustled for tips, their butt cheeks hanging out of their black leather hot pants. Ah, yes. The Black Cuff, the bar in downtown Phoenix that somehow managed to stay off the police radar, a place of debauchery, where sex and drugs were freely shared under the guise of a dance club. Roman gazed around, once again intrigued, disgusted, and amazed by the humanity present. College jocks dressed in their too-tight t-shirts hung out and tried to look cool while mingling with goth princesses, all wearing dark clothes and thick, black makeup, while trying to look as miserable as possible. The little rich girls strutted around in their platform heels, not wearing much more than the waitresses, while the bad boys with their tattoos and piercings set their sights on any girl who would spread their legs for them. He shook his head, and for the millionth time, wondered where he fit in here on Earth. As far as he knew, there existed two aliens and a half-breed colonist in this bar who didn't belong in any of the categories he'd defined, and it bothered him a bit. Where did they all fit in?
"What's your flavor tonight?"
Axel asked from across the table, his dark eyes showing no emotion as he stared out at the throngs of people. Roman tipped his beer back, taking a long pull as he gazed over the crowd, not really interested in anyone.
"Not sure yet."
Yes, the people who frequented the Black Cuff fascinated him, but he also envied them in a way. Their lives seemed to be led with such freedom. Drugs laid out in the open, ready for consumption. Sex given and received without much consideration. He, on the other hand, always felt so tightly wound, afraid he would be discovered as an alien among the humans, and almost wishing someone would find out so he could stop hiding who he truly was. For some reason, concealing his SR-44ian heritage made him feel like a liar. By sleeping with human women, he felt like he played a dangerous game, one that gave him a thrill. Would one of them somehow figure it out? He didn't know how that would happen because he looked and acted like a human male, except when the sun went down and his eyes lit up fluorescent blue. But what if a woman did discover his secret? What would she say? What would she do? He wasn't out to scare anyone, not by any means. Frankly, a lot of times he didn't really understand why he came down here looking for sex. The closest he'd come to an explanation had been that, for a while, he did belong, and he was accepted.
"You've probably banged half the chicks in here, Roman," Blake said from his left. "The other half didn't find you very appealing."
He began to argue, but then realized the male could be right. He saw a few faces he recognized, but after a while, they all began to look the same. He leaned in toward Blake.
"I don't even know why you're here. I can take care of myself."
Blake grinned and shook his head.
"Yeah? Because you've proven that over and over."
Sighing, he flipped him the bird. So he'd gotten stabbed a while back trying to hit on a woman. He really didn't think he'd done anything to upset her, but apparently, she'd found his pickup line a little offensive. Blake continued.
"Roman, you can't ask a woman if her body is from McDonald's, then tell her that you're loving it."
Blake roared with laughter, and Axel actually cracked a bit of a smile, something that didn't happen very often. Blake had been the one to tell him to use that line. He said the females loved it. Instead of getting laid, he'd almost died. Roman took another long pull of his beer.
"You're really funny, Blake."
Blake wiped his eyes.
"Come on, man. I didn't know it would get you stabbed. I already said I was sorry."
Roman ignored him and glanced at Axel. It seemed odd to see the male sort of smile, given how he spent most of his time looking like a hot rage would come to the surface at any second.